This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, an innovative approach to arts education led by North Fork artist Seth Weber, plus stronger regulations for monitoring fracking emissions in Colorado, and the governor is pardoning thousands of people for past marijuana possession convictions. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
COVID-19 testing in Montrose County was going to be relocated to the Montrose County Event Center on October 5th. However, a technical issue means the move has been postponed to later this month. In the meantime, COVID-19 testing for people with symptoms is offered at Montrose Memorial Hospital's drive-through location at 800 South 3rd Street. A new electric vehicle charging station is being installed in Montrose at the corner of North 1st Street and Uncompahgre. The Montrose County School District announced another case of COVID-19 in a Montrose High School student. The school district has notified anyone affected, and the health department will provide testing to all students and staff connected to the student's cohort. 12 students and one staff member will be quarantined through October 11th. And here's a roundup of public lands fire restrictions. Stage 1 fire restrictions are still in place at Colorado National Monument and BLM lands managed by the Colorado River Field Office. However, restrictions have been lifted on most other public lands in our region thanks to a decrease in wildfire risk. The Bureau of Land Management's Gunnison, Uncompahgre, and Tres Rios Field Offices, the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park, Curaconte National Recreation Area, and the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests have dropped fire restrictions as of Friday, October 2nd. Land managers ask visitors to continue to be vigilant and avoid starting wildfires on public land. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Governor Jared Polis is pardoning thousands of people who were convicted of possessing small amounts of marijuana. Our Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The executive order forgives more than 2,700 convictions the state gave to people for possessing an ounce or less of marijuana before 2012, when it became legal for adults. The pardons do not apply to people prosecuted by individual cities. In a statement, Polis says it is, quote, ridiculous how being written up for smoking a joint in the 1970s has followed some Coloradans throughout their lives and gotten in the way of their success. He says prior convictions make it harder for some to get jobs or apply for housing. State lawmakers gave the governor the power to make the pardons this year. Under the new law, Polis could have gone further and pardoned anyone convicted for possessing up to 2 ounces of marijuana, but he chose to only forgive crimes that are now considered legal. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Colorado regulators are now requiring oil and gas operators to monitor fracking emissions earlier and more often and provide that data to local governments, but some still hope for better monitoring for the state and the region. Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Both industry officials and regulators supported the move, though concerns persist. For one, it doesn't provide data directly to citizens. And two, it allows oil and gas operators to choose their own method to monitor emissions. Jeremy Nichols works with Wild Earth Guardians, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group. He says the rule is problematic, but that it's also a step in the right direction.
Certainly among oil and gas producing states in the West, it's miles ahead of any other state.
Nichols says he hopes Colorado can influence how things are done throughout the region.
It will help set an example of what other states can and probably should do as well to address the very real public health concerns of drilling and fracking.
Nichols hopes this method of including local input and requiring more monitoring could reduce greenhouse gas emissions and mitigate climate change. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
North Fork Valley artist and educator Seth Weber has launched a new project called The Mural Militia. I spoke with Seth and one of his teenage students on a recent evening at Paonia's Arbol Farm Market.
Well, the whole scene is rad. It's just all these local artists and food people and music and everything going on. And we have our 1965 military deuce and a half parked here, which is being smothered in paint by a group of amazing teenagers. Basically, it's an ex-Vietnam era vehicle and a bunch of bullet holes in it. Got this idea to turn it into a rolling piece of art.
Heidi Noth is one of the teens most actively involved in the Mural Militia. She came up with the original design for the current project.
And I just wanted to like share it, and then Seth and everybody really liked it, so they decided to put it on the truck, and that's pretty exciting.
What we're kind of doing here is sort of a flash art style, just sort of like crazy bam, like street art style. So yeah, it's bold, it's messy. I'm imparting like several different muraling techniques to them. First, design, then layout, and then putting your layout on that thing, and then straight up to where you're throwing the paint on, doing the highlights, putting the finishing touches on.
Weber clarified that the students are still a ways off from finishing touches. The piece is taking shape as Noth's concept evolves with input from the rest of the Mural Militia crew.
The troop carrier box that's on it, we are muraling the whole outside of the truck because it's a rather large canvas. Quite a spectacle going down the road. And then the interior, we're going to have rotating art shows.
Once the teens complete the art on the outside walls of the troop carrier, they plan to help raise awareness and funds for the upcoming project to redo the skate park in Paonia.
As anybody knows who's been to the Paonia skate park, it's pretty sad. And we have some really neat people, namely Jay Canode, working on getting that skate park refreshed and new. And so he approached me and was like, hey, would your militia want to paint skate decks? And I was like, oh, perfect. How cool would it be to line the walls of the inside of this thing with these wild skateboard decks with these kids' concepts on them?
That'll be a great thing for our town to have a place for young kids, especially my age, because we don't really have a place. I've noticed that. I mean, we don't, like, the teenagers of this day and age don't really, especially in these small towns, don't have a place where they can go and just be teenagers.
In addition to his work painting murals in the summer and doing tattoos in the winter, Seth has taught art classes with special education students. He says it's great being a professional artist doing the mural thing, but he wants to raise funds needed to sustain the Mural Militia project long term. His vision is to grow it into an annual project with a new group of teens, something like a free summer school, generating brand new pieces each year. Pointing to initial support from Art for All and the Learning Council, who helped get the project off the ground, Seth says working with this group of young people over the summer was particularly meaningful, and he's excited for what's next.
I've had local businesses and stuff offer walls and funding, like roll up in the mobile and with a crew of kids and bust out an amazing piece of art, you know? We're throwing paint on this thing. But when we get together, these kids have such a rad time. And they're such amazing kids. It's so fun to watch them, you know, especially like after a summer like this, where they've been kind of locked up. And now all of a sudden they can get together in this group, and they're conscientious about distance and stuff, but they're like just so happy.
Heidi Noth hopes the message of the first mural by the militia will resonate with people, and notes working with Seth Weber has helped her develop her own identity as an artist.
As I've gotten into it, I've really been grateful for the experience to like learn from him and do art with him and be a part of this, wanting to send a message to people.
To interpret that message, you'll need to see it for yourself. You can learn more about Seth Weber and the Mobile Mural Militia on their brand new website, muralmilitia.com. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.